This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We are back. Labor Day's in the rearview mirror. The Phillies are in first place, and the defending Super Bowl champions start their season in 2 days. A ton of talk about. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, I found out something that blew my mind today. Mm.
Well, yesterday.
You remember that? You probably don't remember, and Kyle, I definitely don't remember. The show The Facts of Life, right?
Oh, yeah.
The girl that played Natalie, she sang background vocals on Michael Jackson's PYT.
How did you find that out?
Man, like one night I couldn't sleep, and so I'm just, you know, looking up random stuff. Mm-hmm. And it came up that she revealed that she sang background vocals. It was her and Janet Jackson that sang the background vocals on PYT.
You know what's going to make you feel old?
What's that?
The girl you're talking about, that she's 59 years old now.
Facts
of Life was a while ago.
It was a while ago. But no, I remember that because if you remember the show, Natalie is the one that you would least think was singing background on Michael Jackson's PYT.
And she did it. She was named one of the 100 greatest kid star ever. She was on that list.
Yeah, she was a big star. Yeah, that was a big time, man. Yeah. That was a big time show back then.
Speaking of big time, we got a big time football team ready to go on Thursday night. All right. We will get to the Phils as the show goes on. They had a nice weekend. They beat up the Braves 3 out of 4, and then yesterday they go to Milwaukee. That was a great baseball game, and that felt like a playoff game in Milwaukee. Great win for the Phils, who remain a good distance ahead of the New York Mets, even though last week up in New York happened. All right, we'll get to some Phils today. All right, we're going to have Nick Sirianni's press conference coming up around 12 o'clock as the Eagles get ready for the Cowboys on Thursday night, the opener, the banner raising. And, of course, later on the show, Devin Caney will join us. And Ross Tucker, our first Ross Tucker spot of the season as football season is here. And, Hugh, there's a lot we can unpack with the Eagles and this season and this team. And, look, the expectations are high. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Roersford for our rally, and we will go through all the different, you know, kind of the minutiae of the team.
The intricacies.
Yeah, the intricacies of the team and what we expect from all the different parts and how this season may go and the schedule of a bunch of different guests. But, Hugh, it starts and it ends with the quarterback, right? And we've
all
had
day.
All day. And we've had so many discussions this offseason about where Jalen Hurts ranks, where he should rank. But now that's in the past. You always say this. Every season is a new thing, right?
Yes, it is.
What he did last year, which obviously was good, right? They won the Super Bowl and he played his best.
Matter, but yeah.
Well, but it doesn't really matter.
Well, it does to the sense that, you know, that's the last game we saw him playing.
You're right about that.
And that's the last memory that we have of Jalen. Whether it's fair or not, Joe, that's what we expect to see.
Hold on a second. Time out.
What? I'm just keeping it a bean.
No, you keep it a bean. You're saying the last thing we saw him do, which was obviously play great football in
play
the Super Bowl.
Great quarterbacking.
I mean, he was totally in control of the flow
great
of the game.
Great quarterback.
He was a great quarterback. I thought he was in control of the game the entire time. Like when he took off to run in the Super Bowl, when he passed, he made the right decision all the time.
Yes.
And he was great. So in the Super Bowl, he was 17-22, 77% completion.
Yes.
221 yards passing. two touchdowns, throwing, one rushing, 119.7 passer rating, 72 yards rushing. So yes. Hugh Douglas, that was the last time we saw Jalen Hurts play, and he played great. So here's what I'm wondering. Are you expecting Super Bowl Hurts this season? And what I mean by that is that's excellent play. That's not good. That's not solid. That's excellent play. Hugh Douglas, are you expecting Jalen Hurts to play this season? And I again, let me frame it so everyone understands. I'm not saying he has to do that every single week, but more of that. Overall, do you expect him to play like he did in the Super Bowl a lot of this season? Because last year, if we're fair, that he didn't play like that most weeks during the regular season. Do you expect it?
Allow me to long talk for a minute, Joe.
We're back!
Because I think I have to say this before I actually say what I'm going to say. For a lot of fans, the last game, the lasting impression that we have of Jalen Hurts is the one that has shaped everything that we think about Jalen Hurts. The season didn't matter, even though for a lot of people, they can't not forget that. It's the last game you played in. And I remember it was the same when I played. We used to call it like the Janet Jackson song, "What Have You Done For Me Lately?"
Sure.
So whether it's fair or not, I'm going to say that too, whether it's fair or not, the first game in this season, even though they have not had any timing together as a cohesive unit, I expect to see the same person in that first game, again, whether it's fair or not, that I saw in the last game. So, yes, I expect him to play at that level. I expect him not to be. And I know there will be times where he will be, but I don't expect him to be as indecisive as he was the year before, because this is a year of growth and this is a year of focus. He's broken through. And I'm pretty sure that if it's not him, his team has heard everything that was said about him. So he would do himself a huge favor. I'm not saying to go out there and throw for 300 yards, but you can't have the performance that you had last year against the Green Bay Packers. Even though y'all won that game, you can't have that performance.
Well, yeah, I would hope not. And I would hope we're graduated past a lot of the down performances. But I don't expect it. Let me just put it quite frankly. He's capable of it. And I think that Jalen Hurts is going to have three or four or five games this year where he plays excellent football. If you go back and look last year, he had four games like the Super Bowl, or three other games, yes, you would say like the Super Bowl. The Steeler game, the Bengal game, the Jaguar game. If you look at those games, he was over 70% completion. He had three touchdowns or more, 275 total yards. Like, on average, once every month or so, he played a game like that. Not every week, not every game. Here's what I expected of Jalen Hurts this year. I expect him to be a good quarterback. I expect him to be one of the 10 best quarterbacks in pro football. I do think if you look at the last 4 years, you know, since he really started going, he's a top 10-ish quarterback. Some years it's been closer to three, right? Like the year he almost won the MVP. Some years, like let's say 2 years ago, 2023, was probably closer to like 11 or 12. But a top 10-ish quarterback. It could be six, could be five. That's what I expect, but Hugh Douglas, if he plays like he did in the Super Bowl most weeks this year, he could win the MVP of the league.
Well, see, Joe, this is – okay, you broke it down to three games, right?
The games that he played, he looked like that. He was kind of totally in control.
And he won a lot of games. Whether we could sit here and play some Madison, talk about who helped win, whatever.
Yep.
But I can't – there can't be – let me pick out a few games for you. You can't have too many games like – the Saints game, not the Saints game,
Saints
the Rams game.
Saints game, Rams game.
The Rams game. Well, the Saints, you know, we had a breakout. And it happened late in the game, but we had a breakout.
And they didn't score for the first three quarters.
Yeah. I mean. Okay. We can't have one of those. We got to have less of those than we had of those, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not expecting Jalen Hurts to come out and start throwing the ball all over the schoolyard because we have a solid running game and we're going to run the football. But there needs to be times, and listen to what I'm saying, people, because I know people are getting their feelings. There needs to be times where he looks more efficient in the pocket. He looks more sure of himself in the pocket. Because there were a few times this year where you look at it and you're like, you know, you just ask, what is he doing? And we won the game, but there were a few times you're like, what is he doing? So that's what he needs to do. And not only that, Joe, he'll do himself, and I know he doesn't really care. I mean, he cares, but he acts like he doesn't care. You can silence the critics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can silence the critics. You could have all that negativity that people say about you. If you go out there and you play a little bit more, and it's not a whole lot that I'm asking you to do. Just play a little bit more consistent.
Yeah, because it's
then
there.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it. Again, last year, Steelers game, Bengals game, Jaguars game, and the Super Bowl. He played at that level, I would say, four times last year over the course of 19 games. 215-592-9494. Really, it comes down to this. The Jalen Hurts we saw in the Super Bowl last year, that's going to... We're going to then look at it as we jump forward as one of two things. It was the jumping off point to the next stage of his career where he's consistently excellent, or it's a great game in the biggest spot. And we've seen many times in football history that players have their best game in big moments. It doesn't mean then they then become a superstar player. They just have, like Nick Foles, Eli Manning. Like, we can go back to just use Super Bowls, right? We've seen times where good quarterbacks, Joe Flacco, play great in the biggest moment. And the question is, are they going to do that for the full season? Are they about to be an MVP candidate? Sometimes it is a jumping off point. Sometimes it isn't. My perception on Jalen is the same as it was before the Super Bowl. He's good. He's a winning quarterback. The Eagles are going to win a lot of football games with Jalen Hurts. But do I expect the Super Bowl level consistently throughout this season? I do not. 215-592-9494. Your expectations for Jalen Hurts. We are 2 days away from the start of the NFL season. And we've argued all offseason about how good he is. Well, now we get to watch him again stack another season into this career. What's your expectations? We've seen Super Bowl Hurts again consistently throughout this season. All right. One thing that is different this time versus the past is he has a Super Bowl to fall back on. He knows he's a champion now. We know he's a champion. Do we get a different mentality out of Jalen Hurts? Diana Rossini on her podcast with The Athletic talking about what someone close to Hurts said about his mentality entering the season.
But for me, I think the reason why they do beat the Super Bowl hangover, so to speak, is because of Jalen Hurts. Someone close to him shared with me that Jalen views this season so differently than he has every other year, because now that he has the ring, it's a completely different mentality. The pressure's off, right? He's done it now.
Yeah.
So now it almost feeds into the confidence that he's done it. He knows how to do it. He knows how to win in the big moments. And look, we saw him play at an exceptional level in a loss in a Super Bowl, right? So now that he played exceptional again and has it and turned out to be the winner in it all, how could he not feel great about what he's doing and how his play is at the quarterback position? So I think a quarterback last year we would not have said was the reason why the Philadelphia Eagles could win a Super Bowl is my reason for this year why I believe that they can.
All right, there she is, Diana Rossini, talking about Hurts, people close to him, the jumping off point, the Super Bowl last year. I think it was interesting she brought up how he played in the Super Bowl the first time, right, against the Chiefs, the first time when they lost, because he played great in that game.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us thought that was the jumping off point to him then being consistently excellent. In 2023, the year after the first Super Bowl appearance, he didn't play great. He had 15 interceptions, and then he bounced back the next year. So sometimes I think we want it to be the jumping off point. Doesn't mean it's going to be. I expect Hurts to be what he's been basically his whole Eagles career. Good to very good. Consistently great? No, I'm not expecting that. Kyle, where do you come down? It's football season. We're 2 days away from the opener. Your expectation for Jalen Hurts?
So I had a lot of time to think this offseason. Spent a lot of time alone with my thoughts. sometimes yeah. I think about what's going on.
That's right.
With the Eagles yep. and stuff and my expectations. And I talked myself into something. And it doesn't really have anything to do with Jalen Hurts. It has everything to do with that Saquon, I think, has a very good chance to repeat.
Oh, now the we're talking. I agree
season.
With you.
So with that being said, I don't think the Eagles are going to require that type of play from Jalen Hurts this season. I think now, do I want him to be a little bit more decisive, like you were saying, during the regular season next year? Yeah, like I think everybody will feel better about him and the team if we get that on a week-to-week basis from him. But I don't think they're going to need what he had to do against the Chiefs all season next year. And the other thing about it is, and this is one of the things that I actually really like about Jalen Hurts, I don't think he gives a crap about going out there and silencing critics. I really don't. Like, I actually believe him at his word when he says, all I care about is doing whatever it takes to win a football game. And I think with how good I expect Saquon to be next season, I don't think Jalen is really even thinking about that. Like, so if they're able to do this thing where they lean on Saquon again, and by the way, new play caller, mm-hmm. I think it would be smart for him to try and lean on some of the things that worked last season.
Totally.
And when you have a playmaker like Saquon Barkley, lean on him again. And I don't know if it's like 20 passing attempts or 25 passing attempts from Jalen Hurts, and he's 20 for 25 again and like 200 yards, and that's all they need. Like, good. I think that might end up being what it actually takes for them again this
season.
That
was the formula. I've said a million times this offseason, he reminds me of Russell Wilson in Seattle. And Russell Wilson in Seattle was very good, very effective, but they had a formula that worked. They ran the football a lot. They played great defense, and Russell played clutch and played smart football and ran around and did a lot of good things. But, you know, when it was on Russell to throw 40 times, it wasn't quite the same. And eventually they realized that. That's what I view Hurts as. I expect a regular season from Jalen similar to last year. I hope, like Q said, and Kyle reiterated, like it's a little more steady and there's less up and down and he makes quicker decisions, all that kind of stuff. But if he plays like he did in the Super Bowl, he's going to be an MVP candidate. I don't expect that in 2025 from Jalen Hurts. It sounds like Hugh Douglas already put his Jalen Hurts MVP bet in. Well, that's what I'm hearing this morning.
You know what? And I think Kyle said it best. Jalen doesn't care what we think, but I think he would, as long as he wins. Let me say that. It's probably going to be ugly, but I guess for the purposes of his legacy and what people say about him, if he cares about that, is that it would be nice if he did a little bit more quarterbacking than he did, just a little bit. And I don't say that. I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying that in a way where there's a lot of times where people are like, what the hell is he doing? Like, what is that? Like, taking 7 sacks in a game and still winning that. Like, you know, you don't want to tempt fate too many times like that. You don't want to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would say most games in the NFL, you take 7 sacks, you lose. Yeah. I mean, that's just the way it is. Yeah. The Eagles happen to win that football game. 215-592-9494. Yeah, and I think he is uniquely built for everything they do here. Again, he played at Oklahoma. He played at Alabama and Oklahoma. He played with a lot of great players. So you go back to the Alabama days, he wasn't really getting all the credit for them winning. It's Mm-mm. Alabama. Every quarterback, maybe except the one there now, but they all win at Alabama, or they did with Nick Saban. So I don't think it bothers Jalen if they ask him to throw 17 times and he completes 11 passes. Like, you know, go back to the game against the Ravens last year. He doesn't need to put up huge numbers for them to win. We saw that last season. But what we saw in the Super Bowl was decisive. It was in total control. It was great accuracy. He was awesome. He was the Super Bowl MVP. He was great in that football game. I think we'll see 3 or 4 of those games this year because that's how he plays. I don't think we're going to see a full season of it. I don't expect that. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off week one of the NFL season. What's up, Chris?
Happy start to back-to-back titles.
We're back. We're back, and it's not easy to go back-to-back.
Hard to go back-to-back.
No, yep. Not easy. Guys, real quick, I'm going to have to deviate here. I got to talk about some of these new faces of Hugh that we're seeing, and then we're going to get right into this Eagles thing. But we got dating Douglas, you know. But we got another one is emerging here, guys. Mm. It's Gold Digger Douglas.
What do you mean?
I see through you, Mr. Douglas. Hey, guys, have you noticed that all these moms that he's been chasing? You know, Mason Taylor. Jaden Daniels, you know, Mason Taylor was a first-round draft pick. Jaden Daniels, you know, first.
Well, it's auntie. It's Mason Taylor's auntie.
Oh, right.
Auntie. But
But the Jaden Daniels thing, and we could see that $300 million contract coming. I get it.
I got my own money. Be nice to hang out with somebody who, you know, I ain't got a, you know, financial burden. You know what I mean?
I'm too old for that. I see what you're doing.
I'm too old to be a sponsor, Chris. I'm trying to get me a house in Middletown somewhere.
I see, but you know what kind of house? It's funny you say that because I know there's one for sale. So I don't know. Maybe Jaden's going to be buying it for you, but you're looking for that in-law suite.
I need a house
because you want to be living for free in the in-law suite with the mom or the auntie. And he was like, "Oh, we'll live in the in-law suite."
I need a house with a pool. I need a pool.
So I see what's going on. But guys, let's get to what's important here. Mm-hmm. We don't need Jalen to be great. He needs to sit back, get his popcorn, get his soda, enjoy the show, enjoy the ride, and let the bus driver Saquon Barkley take you to your destination, which is, as we know, back-to-back titles.
Back-to-back.
Just let him carry you, you know, with those big legs he's got. And guys, you know, we know that it is hard to go back to back, but you know what? That's not the only back to back action we're going to see this year, because I'm telling you right now, Saquon Barkley is going back to back 2K rushing seasons. It's a year for the history books. You already A-I-J-L-E-S. Eagles! Dallas sucks.
Ah, we're back. Chris, good phone call there.
Tell you what, though.
What do you got?
The one thing about Saquon, you talk about somebody who went from, what Biggie Smalls used to say, ashy, from ashy to classy, like overnight. Because I remember vividly when he got here, people were talking about how he was borderline bust, how he was, you know, oft injured.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
Giants
true.
Fans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was injured a good amount.
Giants fans have to be sick now. Like I was thinking about that too. He's the number one player in the league.
Numero uno
in the league. Think
about how many amazing players are in the sport too. I mean, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar,
dog,
number one.
And y'all, like, for all the Giants fans that's listening, y'all had him right. Y'all drafted him, and I can guarantee you. If he only plays for two more years, hopefully he plays longer than that. But if he only plays for two more years, he will never be known as a New York Giant.
He will
be known as a Philadelphia Eagle.
I think he's already an Eagle. 2,000 yards in a Super Bowl? He's an Eagle.
Joe, how sick does that make Giants fans right now? Because your organization is trash.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's already an Eagle.
Nobody. People right now are talking about Saquon Barkley. They don't say New York Giants. No, they'd be like Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. Saquon Barkley.
What would you think?
Dude, got his own hoagie.
Yeah.
We got some hoagies in there with his name on the Saquon.
He's got everything. He's the best player in pro football. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you expect Super Bowl version of Jalen Hurts the entire season? I don't. I think he's going to have a few games like that because he always seems to, and he's capable of more. But a couple things. One, and I think both Chris and Kyle hit on this, there's still Saquon here. I mean, you go back and look at some of the great years that Terrell Davis had Emmitt Smith had. They didn't need Troy Aikman and John Elway, respectively, to dominate it, you know, week in, week out, because they had those great running backs. So that's part of it. The second part is that's not really who Jalen Hurts is. Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. He's a winner. Other than 2022, he hasn't played at a consistent MVP level. He just has not. So I'm not going to wake up today, 2 days before the opener, and say, you know what, that guy I saw in the Super Bowl, he's going to do it for 17 weeks. I need to see that to believe it. It has been, what, 4 years since 2022? It's a 2025 season. It's been 3 seasons since then. This will be the third season since then. We really haven't seen him play like that week in, week out in a while. I think he's capable of it, but no, I'm not expecting that version. Are you expecting Jalen Hurts to play like he did in the Super Bowl this whole season? 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today, Hugh. Coming up in a little bit, Ross Tucker will join us, his first spot of the season on our show around 12:30. Devin Caney will be with us at 1. The Phils got themselves a heck of a win yesterday and are looking very good right now. And I love the Harrison Bader move. He has been awesome for this baseball team. Plus all the Castellanos drama we got to get to. On the other side, we need everyone's help because tomorrow, you know, we're going to be at McGurk's in Royersford.
McGurk's?
Yeah.
We've got a lot going on tomorrow.
We do. I mean, we're there all day. We're going to be there doing our show. We're mixing all the shows up. It's our rally. Can't wait for the season. But I'm hearing that they're going to have a special drink tomorrow. It's a Hugh Douglas drink. So we're going to need everyone's help to name the drink that will be in Hugh's honor tomorrow. That's coming up. We'll tell you about that. We're going to be at McGurk's tomorrow. And the Saquon stuff you can get in as well. He was ranked number one overall. And really, do the Eagles need that version of Jalen Hurts to repeat as Super Bowl champs? More on that next. Do you expect Hurts to play again in the Super Bowl all year long? 215-592-9494. It is football season right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.